are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back, Next on Scene. Today, I have an awesome guest on the line, Paige Love Rose, who is an urban author and poet based in Massachusetts. Hi, Paige. How are you today?
Hey, Jackie. How you doing?
Good. I'm so excited to have you on and have the audience learn about your amazing background, as you are a woman of many talents.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So tell us, you know, obviously everybody knows what an author is, but what is an urban author? Explain to us, you know, for people who might not know what that is.
Okay, an urban author is someone that writes urban literature. Urban literature is just a genre of literature that basically talks about urban life and inner city life and things like that. It's very fun and relatable for modern society.
Awesome. And obviously, you know, we are, of course, going to talk about your latest book, The Other Side, which looks so intriguing to read for people who have not heard of it yet. So tell us a little bit about what inspired you to become an author. How did this all come about?
Well, that's a good question. Well, the first thing for me was that I was an avid reader. And I also taught myself how to read, believe it or not. I knew how to read, like, school books, but in order for me to get deep into literature, I had to go out and branch out on myself and learn how to understand books and the grammar and all of that. And that's how I learned how to read and write on a high level at a really young age.
That's very inspiring. Wow.
Thank you.
But obviously you've been writing books for a little while. So how did your first book come about?
My first book, believe it or not, came from a dream that I had. That sounds so weird, but with artists, we use everything. Anything that inspires us, we just use it. And I just went with it. And I dedicated that book to my grandmother because I had spoken to her about my dream, and she said to write it down and make it a story. Bless her soul, she passed away the same year that I released it, but
she was part of it, right? So that's sentimental.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
So how long have you been writing now? How many books are you on at this point? What is The Other Side for you?
I have over 1,000 poems, but as far as like books, it's my second.
Oh my God, awesome. So tell us a little bit about what The Other Side is about.
So, it's a funny story how this happened. I do a lot of poetry, and so I guess someone who had been watching me for a while, we always have, like, people that are interested in our poetry or whatever, but she sends me a message on Facebook. She tells me she's a fan, and she has a story for me, so we meet, and she tells me a story about her life, and it was interesting, so she wanted me to kind of tell her story because she thought that I could relate to her, and my voice is very similar to hers in my writing style, so that's how the book came about. And it's a verse novel. It's not a traditional book to where you flip through pages and in chapters. It's a verse novel where it's told through poetry, so it's very unique, and I thought it was really fun to write, and I would do it again if I could.
I mean, just like you said, these random things almost show up in your life and inspire you to get creative, you know?
Right.
I love it.
Definitely.
So when did you officially launch it?
Last year, the end of last year.
Awesome. Really? And how long does it take to write a book for you? Like, obviously, this is your second one, so how long did it take from start to finish?
Well, for me, I have to say, it depends on how focused I am on writing. I could finish a book within a week if I'm very focused and there's nothing going on. I can just finish it. But that's not including editing. I would say maybe a month or so.
Oh my God, that's impressive.
Not,
That is really impressive. I was like starstruck when you said a week. I'm like, how does anybody do that? That's awesome.
If I'm focused.
Yeah. No, I know you do so many things. So I'm like, that's really impressive. So speaking of your, you know, all the other things that you do, let's talk about beauty pageants, because we were talking about it even before the show, but I think it's so awesome that you've been doing this since you've been young and you've been winning like constantly, which is so great. So tell us a little bit about that. Like, how did that come about for you?
Thank you. I know how to do them. I haven't done them since I was like 12. That was a really long time ago. But, you know, my family, they thought, oh, you have this long, beautiful hair. So what we're going to do, we're going to put you in beauty pageants because we want you to be this big star. But the catch-22 was the fact that I was a tomboy. So it wasn't really something that I wanted to do. And we used to travel so much. And I didn't really want to do it. I didn't want to be on stage and be around other girls, the competition, the parents used to fight. And I remember one time my mother had bought this beautiful dress. It was expensive. And one of the parents actually glued my dress together.
What?
They were tired of me winning all the time. They glued my dress together. And little petty things like that. They would do things like that, and the girls would fight behind. And this is little kids, not like adults. The parents were the same way. So it was just like, okay, I'm really tired of this. This isn't me. And plus, I was a nerd, a tomboy. I just wanted to go home and read books and play video games. So it was just the pressure and just me not wanting to do it. I guess I wasn't meant to be in pageantry or anything like that.
It's so funny.
You find out what you're really meant to do.
No, totally. But you were winning, so like obviously that was a sign, right?
Yeah, but you know when it's something that you don't want to do and you're just unhappy?
Totally. Even though you might be good at it. I get that. I totally get that. Kind of.
Thank you.
Right? I mean, if you're getting, but like, so what pageants have you been in? Like, tell us. And like, what is the procedure like? I always wondered, like, behind the scenes, like, what that's like.
Do you want to hear something funny? Around that time, I was younger, so I wasn't into, like, the entering part or anything like that. But I just was a contestant, and I was there. So it's just nerve-wracking, the whole thing. And you're a kid, so it's just like the pampering, the makeup, the hair, the clothes, learning how to walk and talk and just needing to be perfect 24/7.
Right.
And then when you're out somewhere, you have to be careful because you don't know if the judges are out or at the same restaurant. So it's like, yeah, it's perfect.
Oh, my God. That would give me anxiety.
Yeah. Lots of anxiety.
No, I get it. That is a lot of pressure, though. So how long were you doing them for?
I think I started like at 6 or 7 years old and I stopped like at 12.
Oh my God. So it was a big part of your life growing up.
It really was. It was.
I love it. But now you're taking your creative side, like you're totally releasing your creative side with writing and poetry. And so let's talk about the poetry side a little bit. So what do you write about and explain, like, because I think some people understand what poetry is, but how is it used? Like, give us a little backstory on what you do with it and how, you know, how it works.
Poetry for me has always been expression. The best way to express that is, a lot of people look for an escape or anything of that matter, and they'll use basketball, football, or they'll make music, and poetry is that for me. And then when I started to realize that's what's important to me, that's when I started to take it serious. And then I wanted my poetry to help other women that aren't good at expressing themselves, because a lot of people don't know how to. They'll have a lot of thoughts and emotions, but they don't know how to express it, or they don't know what to put their emotions into. So my plan is to one day have someone come to me and say, you inspired me, or even just keep one of my poetry books around, or keep their poetry in their head, and just say, this poem really helped me, so I'm always going to remember that.
So it's almost like, poems. Well, I guess they are the same thing, right? Poems and poetry. I'm having like a blonde moment over here.
Yes.
But it's basically like a form of release. Like when I read quotes, I mean, quotes are kind of like poetry, aren't they, a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I would assume that you utilize Pinterest too. I freaking love Pinterest for all their quotes and stuff that they have on there.
Yeah.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
Not really. Not much. You should put your stuff on there if it's not there already, because a lot of people look up online. I'm not kidding. Like, I literally will go there just to look up stuff to inspire me. No, I'm serious, though. Like, I feel like, but people are looking for voices like you to read things that can change their day or their moment that they're feeling down. You know what I mean?
Right, and that's the plan.
Exactly.
So I will look into that.
You should, I'm telling you. I can totally, you know, give you some insight on how to set that up. It's pretty easy. So, yeah. No, this is really cool, Paige. So what's next for you? So obviously you've had this book out since last year. Where can people get it?
Right. You can get it on BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon. It's in paperback, and it's also digital, so you can read it on your phone or a tablet or a Kindle Fire or a computer. And, yep, that's where you can find it.
Awesome. And then, obviously, I'm assuming, is it on your website?
It is on my website. I usually post excerpts from my work. And I'm going to start doing that on my website very soon, but I post excerpts on my social media so that people can have a feel of what my writing is like.
Love it. So where, tell everyone your website.
My website is my name. It is PaigeLoveRose.com.
And tell everyone to your social media, your Instagram.
It's all the same. My name, PaigeLoveRose.com. Well, not .com, but my Instagram is PaigeLoveRoseBook. And then my Facebook page is PaigeLoveRose. So it's not that hard to remember.
Find you. Yeah, I love your name. It's so pretty. It flows really nicely.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So what's next for you? You're focusing on this book. Are you continuing to write poetry? Like, give us a little background on what's next for you. What are your plans?
I do. I continue to write poetry, and I will be releasing my next book, which is called The Vampire Roxbury. This book is something that I've never written before. It's fun. It's dark, and it's also like a romance story in a way. So a lot of people will love it. And there's a lot of history from Boston in it. So people will love it.
Awesome.
Not only do I know people will love it, but I'm hoping that a lot of people will love it.
It sounds super out of the box and very intriguing. I mean, vampires, there's always something crazy with vampires. They could be lovebirds or, like, evil. I feel like, you know what I mean? I'm thinking of, like, Twilight.
Right.
Yeah.
It's completely different from Twilight, but...
No, I know. I'm sure yours is going to be fabulous. I'm so excited for you. So, before we close out, what advice would you give to somebody who's trying to get into the field that you're in?
That's a tough question, too, because everyone has, like, a different start when it comes to the literary industry. So I would just say never give up and keep fighting. And regardless of anyone shuts you down or you feel like you don't want to continue doing what you're doing, just keep going.
I love it. I mean, it's so true. I think everybody has, you know, tough patches along their routes, but... You've been killing it, obviously, right. Already on your second book. That's awesome. And you're working on another one, so that's really inspiring.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So, everybody, be sure to check out PageLoveRose.com to get her latest book, available in Barnes & Noble, Amazon. And you can also follow her on Instagram to get all the updates of what she's doing. And is there anything else we are forgetting, Paige? What, are you doing any events coming up? What are you currently working on where people can find you and meet you in person?
I don't have any events coming up, but to make sure that I do have events coming up, make sure you look at my website just to see. And I also make blog posts. I will be making blog posts to update you on what I'm doing on my website. So definitely check that out. At least check it out once in a while, because I have a lot of great things to say, and you will enjoy my blog post.
I'm sure they will. Well, thank you so much, Paige. This has been a lot of fun.
I know. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
No problem. So everybody stay tuned to learn more about The Other Side on PageLoveRose.com, and stay tuned for who's next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene.